The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Today we celebrate two saints who are Eastern doctors of the Church, St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen. So a lot can be said about them. I'd like to highlight one or two of the lessons we can learn from them. Is they formed a very strong friendship among themselves, and it was for two reasons. For the pursuit of learning, and more important, the pursuit of virtue, as we read in the Office of Reading this morning. Pursuit of learning and the pursuit of virtue. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the pursuit of learning. Our spiritual life can be divided into two parts. What is called the Martha and the Mary, which means the active life, but the contemplative life. And the active life will be successful only in as much as you have a contemplative life. You've heard me quoting Fulton Sheen, "First come, then go. First come to me, spend time with me, then go out to the whole world." But I'd like to focus on the contemplative life. And none of you are monks, or none of you are Kermit the Hermit, as we say. But you have to try to cultivate an active life, apostolic life, but that has to flow from a contemplative life. Now, the contemplative life has two dimensions. Making your holy hour, I hope you did it. I got about an hour and a half in this morning. I don't want to toot my horn, but the contemplative life has to be prayer, but also it has to be study. I talked with Father Larry and the other priests. One of the biggest challenges is this. What do you study? For example, I got a Christmas gift yesterday, among many others, and it was, guess what? a book. Yeah. And I looked at the book and I said, great, if you go into my room, I've got piles of books. I said, piles of books. And I love books. I have a degree in English literature. Okay, I love to read. No? But the problem is there's lack of time. You can have the best books in the world, but you don't have time. They're just going to collect dust, right? They're going to be ready to be relics for, you know, literary museums in the future. Okay? So that being the case, myself as well as you people, we have to study. We have to learn. One of the most important projects that I've set up here in the parish with the help of the other priests is that every child that comes in the catechetical program, child or teenager, guess who else has to come into the program? Hello? The parents. So I'm teaching hundreds of parents every week, which I love. And at first they resisted, now they're starting to really like this. It's called permanent formation. Not Kaiser Permanente, but permanent formation, okay? I've said this before, professionals. If you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a teacher, obviously there's a constant studying, seminars that you have to go to become more and more professional. Shouldn't we be professional Catholics? Hello? Or do you want to be, as we say in New York, a rinky-dink Catholic? Okay? Rinky-dink, that's New Yorkese for a mediocre Catholic. So, at the beginning of this new year, we're only one day into the new year, this could be a discernment for all of us. First is this, what am I going to study? Number two is, when am I going to study? And number three is, how am I going to study? I think you have to pray over that. What, when, how? Those three questions. What, when, how? Now, some of you, kind of like me, are kind of floundering, oh, what do I study? I'm going to give you five sources that you can reflect upon. Hopefully you've got a good memory. If not, listen to my podcast, okay? Okay, the first is this. Obviously, number one should be the Bible. It wouldn't be a bad pursuit this year to read the Bible. Have any of you read the Bible from cover to cover? Some are going to say, I've read the cover in the beginning, the cover at the end, but that's all. That's not what from cover to cover means, no? From cover to cover means you're reading not the cover and the cover, but the content in between the two covers, okay? That would be a good project. Every day spend, okay, half hour to an hour reading. We'll start with Genesis and end with the Apocalypse and just read through it. Maybe you're not going to understand all of it. You don't have to memorize the genealogical names in Hebrew. You don't have to do that. But that should be number one. And with that, you can maybe get a Bible commentary by Scott Hahn and the Navarre Bible Commentary. But anyone who's a Catholic or Christian should get to know the Bible. I wonder if Joe and Diane's favorite chapter is Mark chapter 17. No, they're going to say, no, Mark 18 is my favorite chapter, okay? Now, by the way, there are only 16 chapters, so Joe and Diane, Mark 17, 18, you're never going to find that, okay? So we want to really get to know the riches of the Bible. Okay, the second source I would suggest would be this. All of us should eventually read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. That is probably the most authoritative ecclesial text in the past 50 years. John Paul II, 1992. Read it. Not that it's easy, but I think if you want to be a well-educated Catholic, we have a group of highly intelligent people before my eyes. Amen? Read the Catechism. Strongly recommend that. Get to know the Catechism. Then you can read the UCAT, the DUCAT, the supplement. There's a lot of supplementary material, but get to know the Catechism. Third is read the lives of the saints. Amen? Read the lives of the saints. The saints were those who put into practice the Bible. We tend to water down the Bible and say, well, we'll live in the year 2017. But the saints, they do not dilute or water down the Bible. They try to live the gospel, live the Bible as it is. For example, St. Anthony of the Desert, he was there listening, if you want to be perfect, go sell all you have, give it to the poor, and you will have your treasures in heaven. He did it. He was rich. And he became one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. And I'm doing a study of St. Augustine now. Part of St. Augustine's was reading the conversion of St. Anthony of the Desert. If St. Anthony can be converted, so can I, Augustine was thinking. And wasn't St. Ignatian converted by reading the lives of the saints? Hello? Yeah, he's reading the lives of the saints. That motivated him to give up his sensual, worldly lifestyle. So that's the third source that I would suggest that you read. Then, in honor of these great saints today, read patristics. What's that mean, Father? Know what that means, patristics? The fathers of the church, and I'd also say the doctors of the church. Fathers of the church would be the early doctors. And the last doctor of the church, St. John of Avila and St. Therese is a doctor of the church. Read them. These would be the greatest commentaries you would have on sacred scripture, applying it to our own lives. So those are four sources. The last one, of course, you know what I'm going to talk about as an oblate, you know what I'm going to talk about, is read up on Mary. But especially, Our Lady Guadalupe? That's Our Lady Guadalupe, right? Our Lady of Lourdes, right? Our Lady of Częstochowa? Who is that? What did Pope Francis suggest this year? And Teresa's got the best version by Walsh, Our Lady of Fatima, okay? There's a lot. There's tons of literature you can read. But read up on Our Lady of Fatima. Get to know the message, understand it, talk to others about it, maybe buy a nice big statue for your home this year, beautiful statue like this, say the rosary, get to know the message of Our Lady Fatima. Now, I love all the approved apparitions, but catechetically, obviously, this is the best. Lady of Guadalupe is great. But for catechetical content, what she said there is the best. And who was one of the greatest commentaries? A priest that died about 2 years ago, Father Robert Fox. You ever hear of Father Robert Cox? Remember once he was speeding in the highway, I think it was in Florida, and a cop pulled him over, was going to give him a ticket. He said, "Hey, I'm the famous Father Robert Fox." And the cop said, "I don't care if you're Mother Goose, you were still speeding." Father Fox or Mother Goose, you're still going to get a ticket, okay? So those are five sources that you can delve into in honor of these two saints who pursued learning and virtue. And once I asked my spiritual director, what should I read? It's a good idea to read in function of what you're going to be teaching to others. Think about your talking, your teaching others. Read up on that. So the reading has a personal purpose of enriching yourself personally, but also there is the apostolic purpose. You want to read so you're well informed so that you can educate people better. You got me? I asked Father Tim Gallagher that, who's my spiritual director, and I never forgot. I asked that about 32 years ago, no? What should I read? Read and study these basic sources, but if you see that you're involved in the pro-life movement, then, okay, read up on pro-life. So the two ideas, enrich myself, fill yourself with learning, so that you can transmit that learning to others for the purpose of their own salvation. So let's ask Our Lady of Fatima in this year, which Pope Francis wants us to really get to know Our Lady of Fatima, that we will be sources of light and truth to the others we meet. Amen.